I'm horrified. I think now, especially given the terrible troubles that many families are facing in Newcastle, we've seen already how payday loans can ruin families' finances and get them into such a horrific debt because of the incredible rates of interest they charge, from 400% to 16,000% in some cases. And the idea that every Newcastle player has been going to be running around with Wonga on their shirts, I mean, these are icons in our city, and it's going to be like telling people to go out and get payday loans. I really think that we need to make sure that the government regulates companies like Wonga much better, so that we're not in this situation where so many families are facing destitution because of payday loans.
Newcastle United is a business, though, and as a business, they have the right to make sponsorship deals with whoever they like.
That's certainly the case, and Newcastle is very much run as a business. The two things: they're rejecting a local financial bank, Virgin, to go with a payday loan company, which causes such misery in so many lives. And, there's already rules from the FA about advertising for gambling and for other industries where there's vulnerable people in the stadium, etc. So it's the lack of regulation for this company and for payday loan companies like this, which makes this sponsorship so unfortunate in my mind.
I'm sure a lot of Newcastle supporters will say, well, at the end of the day, if it's bringing in money to the club that they can go and reinvest in good players, they're not really that concerned about, which company's name is splashed across the shirt, as long as it's bringing the money and then they're happy.
I think there'll be some fans who feel like that, and to an extent I can understand that. But just looking on Twitter and in the social media and some of the action, this company Wonga, in a time of recession where many companies are facing difficulties, it made a huge increase in their profits because it over doubled the number of loans it's giving out, because it is effectively feeding on the difficulties that families are in right now.
If it was up to you and you could have anyone sponsoring, or just anything on the front of a Newcastle United shirt, what would it be then?
That is a great question. If it was up to me, I don't think it's right for me to pick one company.
It doesn't have to necessarily be a profitable company, but anything, there could be anything. I mean, Sunderland, for example, they don't have a profitable company. They have a sort of a charitable reason on their shirt, which is the Invest in Africa deal. Do you think that's the kind of thing that Newcastle should be going for?
I'm glad you brought that up, because, far be it for me, and very difficult it is also for me to admire what Sunderland is doing. The Invest in Africa on the shirts looks great and is a powerful message, and maybe we a message about investing in the Northeast or in new technologies and the technologies of the North Sea and new energy, green energy, clean coal, clean energy. Those were the sort of messages which would look great on the front of Newcastle players.